that he caught his daughter and niece dancing in the woods. Abigail exclaims that all they did was dance. They did not call on any spirits, and that Betty was not witched. Paris pleads with Abigail, telling her that if she was holding something back, she better tell him, because if his enemies found out whatever she was hiding, they would ruin his reputation and name. He exclaims that he swore he saw a dress on the ground and a naked body running through the woods, that Tituba was waving her arms round and swaying like she was a beast over the fire. He also said that he heard screeching and gibberish coming from Tituba. Paris tells Abigail that he has worked 3 long years to get the people of Salem to understand and conform to his ways. Now, with a good thing coming from the parish, he's worried that Abigail will ruin his character. He turns to Abigail, asking whether her name was still in good standing, because it has been 7 months since she has worked for Goody Proctor. Abigail exclaims that Elizabeth hates her and has been spreading lies about her. Paris wonders out loud why no other family has called upon her to work for them. Abigail is aghast, saying that they want slaves, and she is not a slave. Mrs. Ann Putnam, who is 45 and haunted by many deaths, enters. She is shiny-eyed, asking Reverend Paris